Cryptocurrency has been called a craze, a passion, a fad, an equivalent to a meme stock, and now a recognized currency by the federal government. President Trump recently signed an executive order creating what's being referred to as the U.S. Strategic Bitcoin Reserve. He followed that up with a crypto summit at the White House. At the same time, Trump was silent about crypto in his speech to Congress this past week. With us now to help us understand how this reserve is going to operate and whether it's even a good idea is Senior Fellow and Director of Finance Policy with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, John Berla. How are you today, John?
I'm good, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
Always good to learn from you, CEI.org. That's where you can do a lot of learning about a lot of topics, including what we are talking about here. People hear crypto, John, and they watch CNBC or whichever business channel they watch, and probably the common response or reaction to crypto is, man, there's nothing steady or secure. It's volatile, I guess would be a good word to use. Is this a good idea for the U.S. to be not just recognizing it as a currency, but creating what sounds like the equivalent of a crypto Fort Knox?
Well, I think there's a lot to unpack there. It's this executive order. I mean, certainly to recognize and to have a rational crypto policy, it's not going away. It's global. It's really been around now, going on about 15 years since the Satoshi white paper with Bitcoin was created. So it's here to stay in some form, just like the internet was here to stay, even though you had early websites like pets.com.
Yeah.
And I think this executive order, which there was a lot of hype and anticipation for, and some, I think, hypocritically in the cryptocurrency industry, who said we don't want anything to do with government. We're now kind of hoping for a subsidy with large government purchases. But this executive order, yes, it has some recognition for crypto, but really what it's about is just the government retaining rather than selling the crypto it has and things like, you know, seized asset forfeiture from criminals. So it's a very kind of as much as it, you know, the name sounds ambitious, a crypto reserve, it's rather just, you know, a purchase ended up being just more of a purchase policy, which may be wise in some instances of retaining rather than selling cryptocurrency the government already has.
Because a lot of people were concerned with that belief slash assumption that the government was going into the cryptocurrency trading adventures, that would this impact in some way, shape, or form the value of whatever crypto? I mean, Bitcoin is the first of mind always, and it's the most valuable. But and is this reserve going to be limited? Because Trump himself has said, maybe knowingly or unknowingly, you never know anymore, that, well, we could look at other crypto for the reserve.
Well, here's the thing. It is going to be limited in the sense, and yes, President Trump mentioned over the weekend, he mentioned the names of other cryptocurrencies like XRP and Solana and others, and it said it will contain those, and that made what they're called the Bitcoin maximalist mad saying, no, it should only have Bitcoin. They sort of wanted sort of the government to give a preference to Bitcoin. But now what this does, both with Bitcoin, the Bitcoin reserve, and then the digital asset stockpile, is it says any cryptocurrency the government already has for whatever reason, like seized, like in a criminal or civil investigation, it's going to keep. So it's limited to the cryptocurrencies that are for now in the government's possession. So whatever cryptocurrencies those are.
So for a taxpayer listener right now, a taxpayer who was hearing at least the headlines of this story, not reading the actual executive order, who might have been thinking, wait a minute, the federal government's going to use my tax money to buy crypto. That's not happening.
It is not happening, at least not with this executive order. There is legislation in Congress, like Cynthia Lummis's Bitcoin Act, that would require the government to buy 1 million Bitcoin units, about 5% of the supply, that would be very expensive for taxpayers and may, you know, all these things like the Fed, you know, if the Fed has to pay interest or losing interest revenues, but that legislation has to pass. President Trump is not, I don't know if he would even he probably would not have the authority, but he is not proposing to use any taxpayer dollars in this executive order.
Well, John Berlau, Senior Fellow, Director of Finance Policy with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org, their website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Now, part of the work of the Competitive Enterprise Institute is to see how policies and oversight are taking place and fill in the blank from that point on when it comes to government. The problem with crypto is any hint, any whisper, any rumor of oversight and regulation, that drives that market crazy, doesn't it?
Well, I think not any oversight and regulation. It's just oversight and regulation like the Biden administration proposed that would single it out and do sort of discriminate against the sector. There was a lot of, the FDIC encouraged banks just not to deal with anyone, with businesses and individuals who are doing crypto, even though, Congress, this was a legal activity, and the government shouldn't be, telling banks to, people believe to just discriminate against or debank because of illegal activity. There was one example, one thing I praised in the blog today on CEI.org for the Trump Securities and Exchange Commission when it became under Trump's control to reverse was Staff Accounting Bulletin 121 at the SEC, which said that banks, if banks were holding it for some cryptocurrency for someone else, like banks, hold in their safe deposit box jewelry and gold for their customers, would have to put it on its own balance sheet and, have it be as an asset or a liability. And that got some pushback even from Democrats, like Wally Nickel of North Carolina in the House and in Congress. And the SEC reversed that, I think, to broad acclaim. And also, it means that Bitcoin itself is not getting as much of a, Bitcoin almost had a monopoly because the Trump SEC chair, Biden SEC chairman Gary Gensler said Bitcoin is the only thing that will not get in trouble with the SEC, will not have to register as a security. So that meant there was sort of a competitive advantage from the government to Bitcoin. And now you see, as today, Bitcoin is actually falling because the SEC is looking at and approving other, like, say, exchange-traded funds, like from XRP, Ethereum, Solana, and other things, and dropping some of the lawsuits at the SEC where it, I would argue, exceeded its authority for going after cryptocurrencies as securities.
And when you think about this, too, this whole concept is not really earth-shattering. The U.S. government has several different reserves. I mean, we probably wasn't well known as the oil reserve, but military equipment, medical equipment. So this isn't an uncommon action by the federal government.
It's not an uncommon action. I think some reserves are more wise than others. Like, I don't think there's any reason for the government to have like a reserve of cheese.
Yeah.
Also, maybe people, or things like that. But I don't, but the reserves, even in some of those reserves, some of the large-scale purchases, you hear about whether there's potential manipulation about the gold, whether the president can release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, to lower gas prices before an election or something like that. So there's a potential of government market distortion, especially with such a large-scale purchase like, Senator Lummis's bill, who's very good on other things, I think, on crypto policy. She is, but this bill would, have that thing as distorting the market, giving a preference for Bitcoin, and maybe even taking it away and having the government direct it, which we don't want. So that's what you want to steer clear of. And I think the executive order today from President Trump largely does steer clear of that and has, a better policy about retaining, because it could also be a market distortion when the government sells a lot of its crypto, as would happen when Germany lowered the price when it sold a lot of Bitcoin last year.
Find out more about this issue, everything else that comes under the observation of the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Their observation brings with it facts and understanding and education with a variety of topics, as you'll see when you go to CEI.org. He is a Senior Fellow, Director of Finance Policy with the Competitive Enterprise Institute. John Berla, always grateful for you helping us understand what is challenging, but is realistic when we know the facts and the truth. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me, Chris, and thanks for all the kind things you've said about my book, George Washington, Entrepreneur, still available at your favorite book venues.